Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
First of all, could I get your name and your new position?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Edward Blake Rudkowski. I'm one of the ordinary members, I should say, for the constituency of Canada. And I'm also the newly appointed Speaker of the Nunatsiavut Assembly.
Okay, congrats on your new position.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Could you tell our audience a little bit about when the Nunatsiavut Assembly was?
Our assembly just concluded on the 20th. We had assembly meetings on the 19th and 20th in Hopedale.
Okay.
And it's our first sitting of the fall session.
Okay. So what was on the agenda?
Well, one of the primary things that we dealt with was the passing of our financial statements. We had our official auditors came in and presented at the assembly just to let all assembly members know what went on with NG during the 2016-2017 fiscal year, and also to give all the ordinary members and executive members an idea of what the general health of the Nunatsiavut government was financially.
Okay. And so what was discussed?
Well, as I said, one of the primary pieces of work that we had to do was the acceptance of our financial statements, which we did, and that took up a chunk of the assembly. And, you know, there always seems to be ongoing interest, I should say, in where NG stands in terms of the Muskrat Falls project. And our President Johannes Lemp issued a statement recently expressing his disappointment in the lack of follow-through on commitments from the province, but I won't get into that. But there always seem to be questions revolving around NG policy vis-a-vis Muskrat Falls and what next steps will be.
Okay. And were there any new updates with each department?
There were. Some of the things that we focused on, again, are from our finance department, revolves around the financial statements. From Lands and Natural Resources, we have updates concerning the moose hunt we're going to have hosting again this year on the island portion of the province. And those are the primary things that we looked at.
How many moose will be hunted in Newfoundland?
Now, that's a question that's probably best answered by someone in our Department of Natural Resources. And off the top of my head, I don't know it. I don't know the number. I just do know that in the update that was provided to the Assembly was that moose harvest will be ongoing sometime this fall. And those moose will be harvested on the island portion of the province and returned for the use of our beneficiaries in Nunatsiavut.
Okay. So nothing new from any other department?
No, I think, there always are some updates from different areas, but I think the main driver, again, in my view anyway, of the business of this assembly came from getting an update on our financial position. And as I mentioned before, there always is interest from ordinary members about what our government stance is and what our latest responses, what our responses are going to be to ongoing development with the Muskrat Falls project.
Okay. So when is the next NG assembly?
We sit again in November, and subsequent to that, after November, we'll meet again in January back in Hopedale. We were quite fortunate, and the weather in Hopedale was wonderful. It was a fantastic time of year to be there, and I suspect that when we go back again in November, the weather is going to be a little less accommodating.
Okay. So is there anything else you would like to add about the assembly today, Edward?
Well, you know, the one thing I can say is that, as some people may know, I'm reasonably new to the assembly. I only came in a by-election in the spring. This is a new experience for me, but what I can say as someone who comes in and has a look is that, I continue to be impressed and delighted by the level of commitment that I see from my fellow ordinary members and the professionalism and the hard work that members of the Executive Council put in. I think that our beneficiaries are extremely well served by the people we have in office right now, and we really do have a very committed and competent group of people who are setting direction for our beneficiaries, and I'm just delighted and honored to be able to be a part of such a strong team.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for this information today, and have a nice day.
Thank you very much, and all the best to everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.